Perfect. I find it worked pretty well. I was doing a writing course. I'm just trying to figure out what so I did. It's kind of scary.
Yeah, I bet. Because, like, the questions you just kind of go, like, oh, is this good? Like,
and one of them was the dean of the law school.
Oh, wow.
But he was very nice and very interesting.
Oh,
wow. Okay. Like I said, just I'm trying to figure out where the mic is. There it is.
Oh, okay.
Because I thought, oh, crap, if I try to make notes, like I did bring paper.
I'll probably take, like, a little bit of notes, but I just remember.
But I thought, I thought even just so we could talk and get to know each other
bit
by bit about what we do. Like, are you in studio courses this term?
I'm in drawing and painting class.
I know I asked you this already.
Yeah, no, I'll probably ask questions again, too. It's just kind of like...
So drawing and painting.
Drawing and painting, yeah, it's going well.
Is it? They're always so busy, those two.
Oh, I know. It's like a painting due every 2 weeks. It's insane. Like, I got back from the break and I had a painting due. I had another painting due, and it was just like, ugh.
How large are they? Do you tend to be smaller pieces or larger?
Normally they want you to do really big pieces, which is good. Except sometimes it just isn't. Like, it takes so much more time. But the last one, I actually got to do a really small piece, and I was pretty happy with it.
It's sort of a different feel, I think.
Yeah, definitely. It's like, it's just like, I think they're both really valuable, and it's frustrating sometimes because they're like, oh, do it big.
Yeah.
It's just like, especially like traveling around and stuff.
Yes, that's
such
a pain.
Too, like, especially the first painting I did back to school was like bigger, so like a nude painting.
Yeah.
And carrying that on the bus.
Oh.
Yeah.
I never thought about that.
Yeah. I would just like make sure it was covered up best it could be, but then still, like, walking around,
I'm
was
sure
like,
they're
oh my
used
gosh.
To it, right?
Yeah. But like, people on the bus, like, they want to see what you're doing, so they're like, like, look at it. And it's just, like,
everybody wishes they had talent.
Yeah. So what do you do? Do you have any studio courses?
No, I didn't take any this year at all.
So the break is good. And you kind of think about stuff.
Like, well, I do photography, but I need to get a proper digital camera.
Oh, yeah.
And I just haven't had a chance to do that yet.
Yeah.
But, and I would, like I said, I would love to learn how to paint, but I'm not very brave. Like, I don't consider myself an artist. So I feel bad for you because I'm thinking, I don't know how much you'll get out of it. But I wanted to be open to try something new. Like, I figured if I was going back to school, I was going to, like, jump off the deep end.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely.
So it's been a bit scary. But, yeah, I liked the printmaking, too, so I've got some prints I can show you.
Oh, perfect. I love printmaking.
Yeah.
Like, I took it last year, and it's painful, but it's awesome.
It is painful at the time. I think it's, like, a lot of art. Like, in photography, too, there are so many, like, you just think, I'm going to, if I could get my hands in this prop right now, I'd kill them, right?
Oh, I know. It's, like, just so much, like, so much time there.
It's crazy.
Like, last year, I wanted to come home sometimes or like do stuff, and I'd be like, I have to stay in the studio.
I know, and it just gets painful, right?
Yeah, definitely.
But I think the bonds you make with people, like, I find the people that I've met through my courses, like student courses, I become more connected.
Yeah, definitely. I think especially print, like, the people in print are like your best buds.
Yes.
Because, like, you're just there, and like, you're both in so much pain together, and then, like, when the final thing comes, you're so excited for them because you've seen it all along.
It's true, yeah, you kind of get excited. I mean, I feel that way more even with photography, I think. Just spending crazy hours. Like, one woman was there out of class, you know, so you've had like a 3-hour class, and then she spent 13 hours, or maybe it was 13 all told, but it was a lot, right?
Wow.
And people were crazy, like, trying to find ways to stay, like, hide so they wouldn't get kicked out so they could walk.
Oh.
Go, this is bizarre.
Yeah. But because you just want to do it and, like, keep doing it.
Well, you feel like you're close, and then you feel, by the time you've done all your cleaning up and putting away, you know, you think, oh, if I just spent a little more time. But I do think you do lose a bit of perspective by then. But I said, like, it never got old. I just always, it was always so exciting to put that picture in the chemicals and then watch it show up. And you're watching it's coming out, it's kind of, oh, yes. Or even when you develop a roll of film, like, that was really, I always found that part really scary, because if you ruined your roll of film.
Oh, I know, I did a photography course in high school, and yeah, I would, like, I would honestly sometimes be, like, my teacher, I'm like, will you do this for me? I'm too scared.
Well, then, you know, sometimes things get ruined and it's not in your control, right? Like, somebody opens a dryer and gets dust all over things, and Who was telling me about that recently?
There's always like mistakes. Like I used to work at like a Shoppers and they have photo lab.
Oh yeah.
And like I remember this one girl, she worked in the photo lab and she wasn't thinking and she opened a whole box of photo paper out in the, and then she's like,
yeah. And it's easy to happens. Do, right?
Yeah.
But it's hard. I was thinking about that for the pottery because I thought I'd really like to try pottery. But, I mean, there's so many things that could go wrong that you do. And then, you know, when it's drying, somebody could bang it or whatever when it's really delicate. Or it goes into the kiln. And then if other people have stuff that's not properly dried or something, it can explode and ruin it there. Like, there's so many places in the process.
Oh, I know that something could just go wrong.
It's heartbreaking.
Yeah. Oh, I know, like, I've done a bit of, like, glass work, and that's kind of scary, too, because, like, even, like, just, like, picking it up is, like, oh, my goodness, and, like, cutting the glass, you're, like, I'm going to hurt myself so bad, and it's, like, it's intimidating. But, like,
is that when you heat the glass and mold it, or is this
I've done
like
some different stuff. I did, like, I went to Corning, New York, and just did one, like, glass blowing workshop.
Oh, wow.
And that wasn't, it wasn't much of anything, like, it was just kind of, like, a, like, few-hour thing, and, like, I'd like to try
that's
that again.
Cool.
But, yeah, and then here there's a like, stained glass studio, so I've done glass fusing, which is pretty cool. You just like cut the glass with like this special kind of like knife, and then you like tap it, and then you like just like place them on top of each other and heat it. And so it's just like a plate you get, or like stuff like that, like different plates.
Where is that?
Where is it? I'm so bad at street names. I've like lived here all my life, but I don't drive, so I don't know where anything is. Like I'll just be like, so like I like my family's pretty big, so I'll call one of my sisters and be like, will you drive me here? Will you take me there?
You go by landmarks.
Yeah.
How many siblings?
I have two sisters, and I'm really, really close with my one sister's boyfriend. They've been together for like ever. Like he lived with us for a while, so like two sisters and like a half sister. Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, it's fun. Like my sister just had a baby like last year, so
that's
it was getting bigger, and I think that's part of why I came back. Just to like. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the family's important to you, probably. And, like, does that play into your work?
I think my work is sometimes a little cold. Like, it's just kind of, like, emotional, I think. Like, sometimes there'll just be things that I, like, really like. But I think most of it is just, like, kind of, like, looking at stuff and, like, more, like, thinking than feeling. So,
okay. So what kinds of things do, like, do you take stuff from around you?
I do, like, sometimes, or, like, mostly, I don't sketch a lot. Like, I'll just kind of, like, think of it in my head, and it'll be there. And
see, that amazes me. Like, I think I could probably draw something if I was looking at maybe, right? But to come up with it out of your head, I find that really amazing. You can do that.
Yeah, it's just, like, I just don't really have the patience to, like, look at something and then draw it, really. I'll just kind of be like, okay, what does this look like? And maybe I'll look at the picture a few times, but it's more, like,
stitches,
I guess.
Yeah. I worry that I'm not creative that way. So when other people are, I just think it's really impressive.
I think it's just like I didn't know I wanted to like go to art school at all until like a month before I had to submit my OUAC. So I think it's just about like definitely like going for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's good. And what your family encouraging?
Yeah, my sister actually went to Western.
Yeah. Oh, did she really?
Yeah.
And what's she doing?
She's
the one with the baby?
The other one.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a few of them. Yeah. So
okay,
she was
five kids in her family.
Oh wow, that's impressive. Awesome. She was at TD for a long while, which has nothing to do with art. I was like, oh, this is kind of depressing. But now she actually went back to Stratford Chef School.
Wow.
And so, yeah, it's pretty cool. Like, it's pretty, like, a fairly, like, prestigious school. So, like,
she
come home and cook stuff for us.
Nice.
Yeah,
well, that's
cool.
A tough job, too. Well, I was going to tell you, I think there's a glass blowing studio. I don't know if they take, I think there's a school, and I think it's near Laura.
Oh, where is that?
It's a little town. It's about an hour and a half from here.
Oh, wow. Oh.
What if I put my glasses?
Yeah, no, not at all. It's so bright.
It
yeah.
really is, and as much as I hate to put out the sun, thanks, I really find it hurts my eyes. They seem really light sensitive, so sorry.
No, not at all. No, not at all. It's so bright. It's like the brightest spot in the restaurant.
Well, which is beautiful, right? But meet later if it because yeah. as it comes over, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Because what was I going to ask you? Yeah, so you might look into that.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's a beautiful area. It's about, I think it's a little bit north of Guelph.
Oh, okay.
And it's called Elora. E-L?
E, I thought
yeah.
A.
E-L-O-R-A. It's beautiful. It's a, like a conservation area. There's a gorge through
nice.
There.
Oh.
Yeah, and they have an old mill that they've turned into a hotel and stuff. And they have this thing called the Tooth of Time, which is, it's all been eroded away by the falls. And
oh, yeah.
they've stabilized it now, but it's like this little triangle right in the middle of the...
Oh, cool.
It's beautiful. People go tubing down the river.
Have you been there to like do work and stuff?
I haven't, no. So this is all kind of new to me. Like, and that's why the pottery appealed to me, I think, in part because... I guess because I don't feel like an artist. Like people have always said, oh, you're really creative and, you know, oh, you're good at this or good at that. And so there's been little bits, but yeah. I don't have, because I can't draw or I haven't really tried drawing.
Oh, I can't really draw very well at all.
Oh, I don't know. I don't I don't think I get ideas in my head that I could do. So I don't feel like, I feel a bit like a fraud. I think it's...
Oh, yeah.
But because I went in for an interest in photography, I didn't have to worry about those kinds of things.
That's good. Like, I'm like, I like love photography, but I can't picture how to do it. Like,
what do you mean you can't picture how
to do it? I don't know. I can't really look at something and like decide like,
oh,
that would, yeah. Like, I don't know. I think it's so cool when people can. Like, I love photography.
Yeah.
Like, I really love like fashion. So like,
oh,
photography like that is just like.
Yeah, and for me it's buildings. Like, I love architecture. So.
Oh, me too. Yeah.
Yeah. So when I take pictures, like I said, I'm so bad when I go on vacation or if I'm visiting people because. You know, like, I'll have the camera in my hand, but it never occurs to me to take a picture of a person.
Oh, yeah.
Scenes or buildings.
Oh.
So I thought, like, I was staying with somebody, and I come home, and I go, geez, I didn't take one picture of them. It's kind of bad.
Oh.
So, but even that, you know, I'm just sort of, I feel like an explorer, you know, I'm sort of being open to things. And
oh, I like that. That's a good, like, way to think of it.
Yeah, so when you were talking about the glass stuff, I thought, oh, that's kind of interesting. And I think the pottery has the same effect because I think, okay, like, for a while it's going to take you a while just to learn how to do it. And I don't feel like, even though there's elements of creativity, it's not like trying to draw something or paint something. It feels... manageable almost,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to look
so
at it.
I thought that might be a good place to start, and same maybe with the glass. And
yeah.
Actually, we're doing a glass workshop.
Oh,
I
really?
Think we're just getting like 10 minutes, and I think she said it's like with a little torch, so it's...
Oh, cool.
But, you know, when you talked about that, like inquiring and stuff, and I think, oh, you know, I should keep my mind open to those kinds
yeah,
of things,
definitely.
Too.
Yeah, definitely. I like the, like, practical stuff. Like, that's, like,
yeah,
like
that's
going
maybe more craft
yeah,
type, oriented.
Yeah, it's really, like, I think it's really enjoyable, like, with glass, I find, like, you'll just, it's just so relaxing.
Is it?
Like, when I do a drawing, sometimes I'll just get so stressed out, but this is just more, like, it's more, like, physical, like, you're
yeah.
doing this, and, like, there's these, like, little things you get, and, like, you'll, like, melt them over a candle, and then, like, place them on, and it's just, like,
oh, okay.
It's just, it feels, like, it just feels different, I think, than, like, doing
it's
a
got
painting.
A more zen feeling
yeah.
to it, like, you don't have to, I think the thing with the art stuff that scares me, too, is all this theory, like, what we're doing in art.
Oh, I know.
It's like, oh my God, I don't know
yeah.
if I've thought about that. And
I
realize
oh,
I he's
know.
Saying
yeah.
you might not think about that, but it's the critic's thing to pull it out,
yeah.
right? Which is a bit different, but I feel like I need to understand all that before I can do just even the technical part
oh,
of it, right?
That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
Write that down.
So that I find that scarier, I think, than just learning to do the craft element. Throw a good pot, and then if I want to learn, once I've learned that or how to deal with clay, then I can explore something else.
Yeah, I'm like almost the opposite way. I'm like, I don't care about like criticism. I don't care about this. I just want to do it. Like,
yes. I know, but does it make you nervous when you go to class? And because they do have that focus, right, when we do the crits and
yeah.
stuff like that.
I don't know. Most of the time, I kind of like, get away with it. I don't know. I feel, yeah, like, I do kind of feel like a fraud sometimes because, like, I'm not really sure I want to be an artist. I was, like, doing so much math and crap like that in high school. I was like, I just need
wow.
to do something fun for a while.
Yeah.
So I just kind of have fun with it. Like, I'll just, like, I don't really think about what I'm doing. I just kind of, like, do it.
Yeah.
And, like,
You give yourself over to the moment, kind of.
Yeah, definitely. And it's, well, that's, it's fun good. Like that. But it is kind of brutal when it comes to crits. But yeah. A lot of the time, more often than you would imagine, people will find things to compliment on your work that you haven't seen.
Yeah.
I'll make a mistake and people will be like, oh, you did that because of this. That's so clever. I'm like, yes, cool. I did.
Like, you're good. I always own up. Because I feel like I shouldn't be there. But I get the sense that you're a lot more comfortable with being an artist. Like,
yeah.
It seems like it's part of you that you're...
I guess. You embrace. I'm not really sure I want to be, like, an artist. I like doing it. I remember last year, like, it was really fun. Like, I went to, like, Frosh Week at York, and you just, like, talk to so many different people in, like, the arts department, like, dance, music, and they're always like, oh, what do you do? And I'm like, whatever.
Yeah. Everything.
Like, yeah, exactly. And I would just say that, and they'd be like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm trying to find a little bit more of a specialty, but...
Why limit yourself, though?
Yeah, that's
because,
true.
Because, you know, like, you hear about these artists all the time, like, musicians who become photographers and create books, and, you know, like, I think that if you've got that creativity, it comes out in lots of different ways.
Yeah, definitely. I just want to develop a style.
Yeah.
Because, like, sometimes people just say to me, like, oh, like, this doesn't look like that. Like, it's just so different.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, I'd rather it all be, like... I don't know, like
traceable to you.
Yeah.
So. Oh, okay. But do you think that will come naturally out of your work as you do it? Like you'll start to develop something?
I think so. Like I'm really focusing on finding that right now. And like I'll see my work that's my favorite and kind of see what I like about it. And trying to go from there. Like, I think I really like detail. Like I'll look at my pieces that like you just have to like go closer and look at the details. And I think that's probably my favorite thing, like, about them, so.
So would a smaller format be better for you? Because you can do that with
I think the smaller, or just, like, do a large painting, but just do it really detailed. But, yeah, the smaller format, probably, like, I'm trying to think of, like, my favorite pieces that I have all, like, are, like, fairly detailed and just, but, like, simple at the same time.
Okay.
And I think that's, like, the art I really like.
How do you do that?
It's just, like... I don't know, like, the way I see it is, like, you see it, and it's just kind of, like, calm, or just kind of, like, one,
okay.
But then, like, you look at it, and there's more, like, that's
so, would you avoid sort of abstract things you try to do, like, really representational?
I can't really do representational. I'm kind of, like, faking it right now. I took an abstract drawing course at York last year that I really loved. And yeah, it really taught me how to fake it and get good marks.
I don't think it's faking.
It is, because I can't really draw, like, representationally well. Like, I would really like to be able to, but I do just get too scared, because I'm like, this is for marks. I have to get good marks. Like,
Shame in a way, because, I mean, school's where you want to be exploring different things and saying, oh, I've never done this, but I'm going to try this, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's, or where does this lead? Oh, I feel like, you know, it's sort of... encouraging that, and I think they might, in the sense that they'd expect you to do it on your own time, though, and it's so limited how much time you've got. Right?
It is, and it's like, it limits also, like, where you want to go, because you don't want to take too big of risks, because then it's like...
Yeah, because if it takes me this long to do it,
and it's only, like, you only have such a, like, finite amount of time to do it, and you have to do what they want you to, but what you want you to, and that's the biggest frustrating thing, is, like, your, like, relationship with your teachers, and, like, if you don't like them, then the art you have to make for them, like, trying to find the middle ground is just so frustrating.
Yeah, and there was an artist that came to talk at the university, I think it was my first year, and I said, you know, I feel so anxious because I don't know. She said, oh, for the first 2 years, just do what they tell you. Don't even think about trying to develop your own style. Don't worry about trying to come up with something innovative. Just do what they... I think so that you get that grounding in a way that you learn.
So that's like advice you think you took? Or?
Sort of. It's funny because in printmaking, there was one... Like, we had fairly large linos, right? Take a long time to carve, and I'd drawn a reasonably... intricate, like, well, it was flowers, lots of petals and stuff,
that's
right?
Really cool. I like it.
I mean, I think maybe Bowie would like it too, because you know, he likes beauty, right?
Which
I always feel like my art is insane. I remember first year he kept saying, oh, you know, it should be about something, or, you know, he was more interested in concept than with execution, yeah. Which in a way was good because I didn't feel like I had the skills, but he's just, he wanted us to do a painting with non-painting materials. And it, oh, my mine looked like something somebody in kindergarten would have done. It was just ridiculous. But I think the materials I picked were hard too. Like, I was trying to use spices, but he wanted, like, I wanted
spices.
To use.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I thought, because there's so many beautiful colors like sumac and mustard and turmeric and browns and nutmeg and cinnamon and stuff, right? And I thought, this would make a great, like, if I just even did some sort of abstract tree in the middle of fall, and I was all excited about that. And he said, well, but it should relate to your material. And so then it was like, oh, okay, well. And so I did a little bit of research, and I found out about the spice trade in Indonesia and stuff and all the horrible things that went on there. And so I ended up painting like a boat on water, but my water was like, and I didn't have anything to represent water.
Oh, because there's nothing green. Spices.
Yeah, blue spices. So, like, I did this sort of just a, like a wavy thing. I was so embarrassed. I had to show it.
Yeah, that's frustrating when that happens. Like, I find, like, sometimes if you just, like, presenting a piece you don't, like, love, it's just, like, it's almost, it's, I think it's more, like, heartbreaking than, like, writing an essay, because it's, like, oh, because it's more
personal.
Representational. Yeah, exactly, more personal.
It's like putting yourself out there. Well, I have a friend who's a musician, right, and they play, she plays piano and stuff, but, and they were always kind of disparaging about vocalists, right, because they think they're divas and stuff. And I said, well, for me, when, like, I think a vocalist is putting a lot more of themselves out there. Like, at least with her, I mean, even though you're the one playing the notes, and if you get it wrong, you're going to feel embarrassed, but there's something between you and the audience. Whereas if you're a vocalist, you're just relying on yourself. I think it's really personal. Right? I don't know if she believed me. Said that's how it seemed
to
me.
Well, I feel like if you're playing a piano, like, if you made a mistake, sometimes people wouldn't notice.
Yeah.
But if you're singing, people know how to do that.
Yeah.
So.
Or they think they do. I thought, oh my, I wonder if this thing is even working still, or if my batteries are,
Do you, like, try to do work that's, like, personal to you, or, like?
Yeah, or things that appeal to me. Like, I did the flowers because I love peonies and the shape of, and I thought it would work well. But it's funny because I went back after, like, when I did it, I had done sort of some along the side and one in the top, and I wanted sort of this contrast of, like, one corner to the other, one heavy and one light sort of thing. And when I was asking them about it, and I said, well, is there something I should have done? They both said, like, her and the person who helps out in there, more flowers. So I was like, really? I like them, you know? And then it was weird. I took it out the other day, and I was like, oh, my God, they're right. Like, I should have asked before, should have listened at the time. But, I mean, I'm still happy with it. And it's just pretty. It doesn't seem meaningful except that...
I think stuff can be just pretty. Like, I think that's the most frustrating thing I find is, like, people are like, oh, that's, like, aesthetic.
Yeah.
And, like, I like aesthetic.
I think, like, most people like aesthetic,
yeah, exactly.
Right?
It's, like, I don't really want to see, like, the, like, piss Christ.
No, like, it's weird, right?
Yeah.
Well, and I think that some of what's, like, to me, when he's talking in class, like, I'm thinking, well, isn't there room for everything? Like, people, everybody just do what they want, and if something appeals to the art community, fine. And if the other appeals to, like, fair, you have to sell it at the fair, that's fine. But I think they're sort of playing this whole thing, it's all slanted towards the art community and what the academic and the critics and the galleries and the whole, you know, all that stuff think about. And people, most people who do art are probably just doing it sort of for themselves, and people who aren't involved in
it. And I feel like if you're conscious of it, you'll have, like, so many voices in your head, and it might kind of, like, ruin stuff. Like, what are you saying about artists don't look to art history and stuff?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, I kind of think that's crap. Like,
well, this is because it's still there, right? But I think it's not supported maybe by those other art communities. But you know what? If the artists are still doing it, and if there's a move towards that, then maybe sooner or later the rest of the community will move because it won't have a choice.
Yeah, definitely.
So, I mean, I think it's good to look at stuff, and it's weird because that whole thing about learning by copying, and there was a thing Picasso said, good artists copy, great artists steal, right?
Yeah.
Have you heard that before?
Yeah.
My past billion, and my writing teacher too, like, there was a guy who was really big in advertising, Ogilvy, and he said, and, you know, copy until you're good enough to do your own. I thought, like, instead of always feeling like everything has to be unique, I think, you know, in lots of things, because that's how you learn, right? Yeah. Is to look at what other people do.
Yeah.
So do you, is there somebody that you kind of, an artist maybe that you admire, or a style that you like that you kind of?
There's a lot. Like, I'm really all over the place. Like, I have a really, really short attention span, so I'll just do, like, whatever. Like, I'm, right now, probably, I don't know if you, like, some people probably wouldn't consider an artist, but have you heard of Alexander McQueen?
He's
a fashion designer that died recently, and it's just like his clothes are like so amazing, and it's just like, it's like I said, like just like simple in a way, but just like a lot of detail, and like that's like really inspiring me.
So the lines are simple, but there's other stuff on it that it's embellished.
It's kind of like complicated, but I'm so in love with him. Like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, well, you know, haute couture is certainly a.
Oh, I know. It's just like, it's definitely like, I love like aesthetically pleasing stuff, and it is just so, and it's just, it's weird, but it's really, really cool.
So it's almost like, sculptural.
Yeah, definitely like sculptural and clothes, and like, it's so, I'm actually so excited. I'm going in May, I think I'll be going to New York to see a retrospective of his work at the Met. So,
very exciting.
Yeah, maybe I'll stop in Corning then again.
Yeah.
I'm really excited. I was talking to someone, I was like, I don't even care, I have to go, like, I'll get on, like, the train, go there for, like 5 hours or something, see the exhibit, then go home. Like,
really? You're coming all the way back?
I probably won't, but I'm just talking, because, like, if I didn't have, like, a lot of money then, like, yeah, I don't even care, right. I just have to go. Like,
oh, that's great. Yeah. Well, that's exciting to look forward to. So how long of a train ride is it?
I don't know. I think it's probably, like, at least 15 hours.
What?
Have you been to New York City?
No, I never have been.
Oh, it's so amazing.
Yeah, like, you like it?
That's like, I don't know, that's kind of an inspiration for me too. Like, I've been there a few times now, and it's just like a feeling you get when you go there. It's like, just like, there's everything there, and it's just, oh, it's so amazing.
Yeah, I'll have to go sometime.
Yeah,
somebody said that's a good place to pick up a camera.
Sorry?
Good place to pick up a camera.
Oh, yeah, because they probably have different, like, even like refurbished and stuff. It's,
well, see, and then there was a thing, because for me, shoes, right? So I always give people shoes. I love shoes. Your size doesn't change. They're so easy to try off and on. You know, I hate trying on clothes. So do you think you're influenced by where you are, too? Like, so compared to Toronto, how have you found London? Does that, I mean, if you're from here, it might be different, too, right?
It's frustrating, I think. I'm not really sure I'm influenced by the fact that I'm in London, because I think more about other places, and I don't see myself living here when I get older again. This was just kind of, I just kind of had to come back here, like, because, like, my nephew was born, and I wanted to be here again for a little while.
There's so much, they've changed so fast.
Oh, I know, it's so fun, like, it's just, I don't know, it's really fun having him in.
Oh, do you have a picture?
Yeah, I do, actually.
I remember how exciting it was my first time.
It's a lot of fun. Mason. He's a really big
name?
Little kid, Mason.
Oh, he's
a huge baby.
Is
but
he?
Yeah. He's lots of fun.
When he was born, was he big too?
No, my sister's just tall, and like, it's my whole family's like pretty tall, so it's just, I guess, like strong genes.
Yeah.
Very healthy. So
well, that's good.
So that's a lot of fun.
Oh, he's lovely, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of think I lost my train of thought.
Sorry, we were talking about being different places. Because, you know, like, I'm thinking in Toronto, there's always a lot going on. Like, I lived there for a long time, and I miss the restaurants and the old architecture and the, I don't know, there's always so much stuff going on, and I find people more approachable than they are here.
Yeah, I think it's just a lot more, like, open.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
people even have a conversation with somebody, they don't look at you like you're weird,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's, like, I like London, like, I grew up here, but, like, it's, I think I'm more influenced by different places. I think this is just kind of where I happen to be right now.
Yeah.
But, like, I think maybe I am sort of influenced in that, like, my family's here, so it's kind of, like, comforting to be here right now, but I don't think I'm really influenced directly. Like, Toronto, I wish I would have taken more advantage of it, but it was my first year away from home. I first actually lived in my own apartment there.
Oh, did
so
you?
It was because I have two cats that I'm
me too.
Oh, they're so much fun.
I love them. Oh. Most of the time, anyway.
Yeah, oh, I know. My cats are such trouble. Oh, thank you. I'm so clumsy. But,
me too.
Yeah, so I couldn't, I love them so much. So I couldn't leave them here, and, they could have stayed with my family. But no, they're mine.
Yeah.
So I had to, rent out an apartment and, just that big whole thing. So it was kind of a really big adjustment. And have you been to York before?
I didn't go to school there, but I know, I've been on the campus.
Where it is. Yeah, it's sort of, we kind of refer to it as,
high school's near there.
Oh, yeah, we kind of refer to, the area as, the end of the universe.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's not really, there's not really a lot to do.
Right in that area.
Yeah, you have to go really far to get to downtown, and then, if you go a little bit farther, it's, the Jane Finch area, and,
the subway's pretty good, though. I was down there last year, because my partner had a research day they had at York, and so I went with them, and I said, okay, I'm just going to, I thought, rather than trying to deal with driving downtown, because a lot of my landmarks have changed, right? I was like, where the hell's that? So I just thought, I'll get on the bus from the university right down to the subway and just got off and wandered across.
Oh,
and
okay.
I had such a nice day. And I really missed it when I was there. I went for lunch. And so I'm sitting by myself, right? And I had a really nice lunch, a great glass of wine. And there were some people at the other table and they were talking. But tables are really close, right? And so she said something and we exchanged a look kind of thing.
Oh.
And, you don't feel if you talk to people here, they look at you why are you talking to me? I don't know who you are. It's we're human beings. I'm just having a conversation.
Yeah, in a big city like that, there's just so many more people and you just have to interact with people more. And it's here, I think people are a little more reserved. And that's fine, but
it's everybody I need to know I met in kindergarten or something. It's man, expand your horizons a little.
I know.
So I get a bit frustrated. I think some of it's changing, and it has its nice, I love the festivals, Sunfest.
Sunfest is so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's nice, but it's weird. I don't really feel like London's home for me. I've been here about 14 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, still doesn't really.
Where did you come from originally?
Well, my dad was in the military, so I moved a lot when I was a kid, every 3 or 4 years. So I was born in Ottawa, and I lived in Regina. Actually, I've lived in Regina twice. And we went and lived overseas for 3 years in Germany and stuff. And then I lived in London, went to, I think started in grade 5, took the leave, and then went to Toronto for high school.
And did you like moving around?
Yeah, I found it really hard. I was a shy kid, and I was just starting to feel comfortable, and then we'd move again, right?
Yeah.
So that was hard. But, it was interesting that I got to see lots of different places.
Yeah,
and if a place is not feeling comfortable, then, you're
going
you make too many bad mistakes. Okay, well, I'm moving in a few years anyway, right? So, it was sort of a mixed thing. But,
yeah, that's cool. I'm, the exact opposite. I literally lived in the same house from, when I was born to, I was, 19, so, this year we just moved, and, it was crazy, I didn't like it at all, I just wanted to do new stuff and meet new people, because you know the same people from when you're, 2 to you're, almost, 20, it's just, oh, come on.
Everybody stays the same.
Yeah, and since my attention span's so short, I just kind of, want to move around. I did York last year, then this year I wanted to do here, and then I was okay, maybe I'll transfer somewhere else next year and just move around, because I love being able to do that. But my family's just kind of maybe you should stay in the same place, so I kind of just want to move around and be different places. But
it might be hard in the sense you might start to lose certain credits,
they
might not accept them, so that's kind of a thing.
So I'll probably stay here until I'm done school now, I think. But I don't know, I'm antsy already. Once I get settled somewhere,
That's interesting.
Something else.
Well, it might not just be a short attention span. Maybe you just have a lot of interest. And I think it's good, especially at the beginning, to be open, right? Because you don't know what's out there until you try stuff sometimes.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm kind of afraid of trying things a lot of times. I feel nervous. I feel like I need to learn.
Yeah.
How to do something before I can.
Oh, I think I'm more I can do this.
That's great. I wish I was more like that.
It's cool though, being like, I'm glad I lived in Toronto for a year. Like, there were parts of it that were like not awesome, but there were parts of it that really, really were. So
but that, and that's like everywhere, right?
Yeah, definitely.
But I mean, that's a pretty big challenge and a big, like, for you to start university and go somewhere like that on your own. I mean, it's nice that you had your cats, because something that's familiar, right? Like, that's a pretty big step. I have a friend that I've known since high school, and her daughter just started university, was it last year? And I said, like, and now, you know, they're so young, like, we were graduating high school at 19, and, you know, so you're in almost 20 maybe by the time you go to university. I said, are you scared? Like, letting her go? She was going away. Like, they live in Toronto, and she was going to Hamilton. And she said, oh, yeah, like, it's really scary, right? Because you're not there, and there's so much new stuff. I think even at that age anyway, even if they're not going to university, that there's so many new things that, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
There were parts that were really, really difficult. Like, sometimes I did just, like, miss home, and, like, I had a roommate, but my roommate was, like, awful.
Oh,
so, I just, like, wanted to, like, come home to someone, like, warm and stuff, and just... But I had my two cats, so it was good. Like, two out of my three roommates were perfect, so I can't really complain too much.
They're not as helpful, though, sometimes in dealing with difficult people.
It was good, though. Like,
well, it's great you did that.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, I'm... I don't know. Part of me is kind of...
Oh. I'm just thinking I better put more money in the meter.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Oh, wait. Oh, no, I'm okay. What time did I... Sorry, I'm just trying to think what I had half an hour on the meter, put another, I got an hour and 18 minutes, okay, never mind, sorry.
Okay.
I was thinking quarter after 3, I was supposed to be out there, and I'm looking, it's like 3:30, sorry.
It's definitely good to keep track of that, like, I think it's like the worst thing in the world.
I forget, right, I get talking and talking out the window. So, sorry, what were you saying about your cats and your roommate? And your
but yeah, so it was good, like, there were parts of Toronto that, like, really were inspiring, but I probably should have done more. I got downtown more. I just got too focused on school, I think.
Well,
and, like,
school takes up a lot of time.
Oh, I know.
And sometimes when you don't have to do anything, you don't want to do anything. Yeah. Like, you know, people say, I haven't seen you. It's like, you know what? I just want to sit for an hour in front of the TV.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Not think.
I just, like, come home sometimes and just, like, go to my room and, like, okay, I want to go to bed now.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, like, it's tiring, like, just trying new stuff, but...
Yeah.
I want to, like, move again soon, I hope.
So do you know where you'd like to move?
Probably next, I would like to live in New York.
Yeah.
So before, I thought I'd like to live overseas, but I don't really want... I've never been on a plane.
Oh, okay.
Like, everywhere I've gone, we've always just driven, so...
I like flying.
Yeah, I want to try it, but I don't know. I don't really want to... Because wherever I go, I'm going to end up taking my cats with me.
Yeah.
Because they're, like, they're my little babies, so they're so cute there.
How old are they?
Sushi is 8, and she's Siamese. And then,
what a great name for Siamese cat.
She's so cute. And then she has her son, Theodore, who is, I think he's 4 now, and he's, like, half Siamese, and they're just... You're very, very funny. So, I think I'll probably stay here just to be closer to family, like, on this continent. But, yeah, I'd love to go to New York and just... The only way I can really see it doing it is more school, because I think it would just be too hard to, like, get a green card otherwise. So, I'll just have to do more school later.
Yeah. That would be such a hardship. So, if you were to go to Europe, where would...
I'd probably, like... France or like something like that. Like, I'm trying really hard to learn French, but I keep on getting derailed. Like, I have the Rosetta Stone program, and I try to, like, work with that, but I get so frustrated because, like, there's this voice recognition, and I tend to mumble sometimes.
Oh.
So I'll say the same word like 20 times. I'll be like, "No, you're wrong." And I'll be like,
"Shut up, I'm right."
Yeah, but, like, so far my most successful, like, venture is when I was in Toronto. I started buying Paris Vogue, and I'll just try and, like, read that and make sense.
What a great idea!
Saying. Yeah, it's so fun. Like,
well,
I'll just sit there.
Two things that appeals to you, right? The fashion and the language.
Yeah, it's so much fun, but, like, now that I'm not there, I can't get it anymore, every few months I'll try to get down there and, like, grab a coffee, but I wish I could, like, take the train down more, because I'm so used to taking, like, the train and the subway now, so it's kind of cool, because Toronto's pretty accessible. Like,
oh, it's great.
I got so used to taking the transit, because when I'd go home, I'd take, like, a train home, and then like a subway, and like a bus, and like another bus, and I'd be home. So I'm like so down with like the transit system there. So
it's really a great one too. And they put in, they, when I was living there, I was living near Don Mills and Shepherd, right near Fairview Mall, and I wanted a subway. The bus ride, I mean, they come all the time, but it was always crowded.
Was the subway extended today?
They did. As soon as I left, they extended. Oh, it's no. Like, you bastards. So when we were back, we went to Toronto on, actually it ended up being New Year's Eve. We wanted to go to the exhibit at the ROM, the Terracotta Emperor.
Oh, I wanted to see that so bad. Great. Oh, yeah. I took an Asian art course last
did
year.
Did you?
Oh, I wanted to see that so bad, but it just... We were planning to go and then got really super busy, but...
It's hard, yeah. Right? Because I know I wanted to go over Christmas, and Christmas just sort of came and went, and yeah. I was at that point, I was getting kind of lethargic, and I said, oh, maybe we shouldn't go, and I was trying to organize with this friend of mine from high school, and so I was like, oh, and then Tyson, I couldn't believe it, because he's usually even lumpier sometimes than I am, right? And he said, no, I think we should go. So that was sort of all it took. So we decided last minute, we drove down. We went to IKEA because I wanted to get a new lamp. So it was a real flyby, and the subway was right there. So we just, we took the subway down, and we went and had, he said, well, should we go and get something to eat? I said, it's Christmas Eve, sweetie. Like, Christmas, New Year's Eve, right? Like, where the hell are we going to get in? Yeah. At this point, right? And we walked like a block down Yonge Street from Bloor, and we went in and said, you know, is it possible? They said, oh yeah, sure, come here. I was like, holy shit. Oh, so it ended up being perfect, right? We had a really nice day.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. How was it?
Like, it was good. Well, when we get together next time, because I got the little book, I'll bring the little book for you to look at.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
But
yeah,
I've always been interested. Like, I've always wanted
so
to see
interesting.
It.
So interesting. Yeah, like, there was, how many were there?
They only had about 8.
Oh, okay. So that wouldn't be, like, quite the same experience. But still, no, like, it would just be like, there's so many more than you.
I know, they all have individual faces. And see, then I thought, oh, here we go again with the clay, right? Like, yeah. I have had this, without sort of connecting all the dots, I've had this interest in pottery and ceramics. You know, I just, and I looked around the house, oh, God, you know, like, I've got a lot of pieces that are... Yeah.
It's funny when something like that happens, you just notice something about yourself, and it's like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, oh, maybe there's something here. I should explore it. So, yeah, I think I'd like to take a course and see if I can.
So, does this place you were at today, do they offer courses?
They do,
that?
Yeah. Oh, so, good. I mean, it's going to be hard to do it now, but yeah, and they even have, like, for parties and stuff that you can.
Oh, nice.
Have yeah,
so it's definitely a different feeling, like pottery, than like the stuff you get like this, or like my mom and I took a course and just made like a mug or something once, so like not a real course, just like one of the fun little things.
But still, you gotta start somewhere.
Yeah, it was such an experience, like it was just so like, oh, look what I made.
Yeah, well this is it, and I had a lot of help. Like the first piece I made, I don't think I got the whole center properly, so it was kind of tilting and one side came up more,
cool.
But I liked it.
Oh, that seems
so
funny.
The second time I threw, I asked the guy there if he'd help, and so he said, oh sure, so it came out a little more. I kept that one, but
oh, that's nice.
So they're gonna fire them for us and everything.
Oh,
and glaze
that's nice.
Them.
So you did something there today?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So I thought, oh, maybe in the summer I can do that, because I think I'd really like to explore it.
It's hard to do anything outside of school, like to commit to anything. Like I was working before, but it's just like, oh, it's just too brutal. Like,
I know, and I feel bad because I'm taking 3 courses, right? And so Tyson supported both of us, basically. I keep saying, oh, maybe I should get a job. He said, oh, don't, you know, like, and I think I should be able to do more. And he said, you know, like, you're not 18 anymore, and, you know, you want to enjoy the experience. So.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, he's such a godsend.
Oh,
yeah, he's lovely. So, yeah, and he's been, like, he got his PhD, so he's been at school for a long time. And, he said, oh, I never had to work when I went to school. I said, yeah, but your parents saved for you, right?
It's so difficult to juggle, like, school with work. Like,
I'm not good.
Yeah, I was doing it first semester, and it's, like, impossible. Like, yeah. I was living at my cottage then because we were in the process of moving.
Oh,
it's about an hour away, so, like, between school and work and commuting, it was just, like, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, yeah, so, it's, I don't know, if you don't have to, I wouldn't.
No, he's lovely, he never puts any pressure, he's so supportive, so.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I have to say, I've been pretty lucky. I figure it's about time, I've had a lot of bad luck.
Yeah,
so anyway, well, you'll probably meet him, come over sometime, my cats.
Oh, nice, what kind of cats are yours?
Oh, they're just little mutts, right? I love them. But yeah, there's Bella. It's funny because their names are Bella and Jake. And somebody said to me, are they named after the Twilight?
Oh!
I said, yeah, it was just, that's Bella. When she's a little kitten.
She's pretty.
But she's lovely. And she's a real talker. Oh, sorry. Here's a picture of Jake. Jake's all black. He's got a little bit of white here. But he's got one little white toe and a little bit on his belly. So, but I know what you mean. I absolutely love them to pieces,
yeah,
right?
It's just like such a different relationship, and it's just a lot of fun. Like Theodore, I'm just like, I'm honestly like obsessed with him. Like I'll be out somewhere, and I'll be like, oh my god, I miss Theodore. I want to go home.
Like, I know, like we go away for a day, or you know, like overnight and stay, with, you know, away. Oh, there's. Oh, I don't know if that's a very good picture. That's Jake because he's all black.
Aww.
But he's so funny, and if you come over, he'll probably. Oh, there's the other one.
Aww.
He's so funny, like sometimes, especially, well, I guess we haven't had a lot of men come over, because usually people, sort of somebody I know, but with a couple of the women who come by, like he sort of gets right up, like they'll be standing there and he'll jump up on the thing and he's like sniffing, and he's right there, he wants to be right around.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. My cats are kind of snobs to anyone but me, yes. So I'll be like, they're so nice, people will be like, okay.
You say so.
Yeah, I have... Theodore is my background. I take him out for walks. So
dear.
On his leash there.
So is he part Siamese?
Yeah, he's half Siamese.
Oh, isn't he beautiful? What kind is he?
He's gray with like white stripes. He's just, I love him so much. It's like I'll be watching TV and he'll be upstairs and I'll be like, I miss him. So I have to go find him. Like, he's
where are you? I know, and it's funny because Jake tends to like to be where you are. Like he's not a lap cat. And if I pick him up, sometimes he gets this like, put me down, right? And Bella will let you snuggle her for a while, but for a while, 3 o'clock in the morning, he comes down on my chest, and he might lick my eyelids, and then he'd lean on me, and it's like, oh, Jake, shut up. Could you not do this at 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
Theodore's gotten into the habit of, in the night now, he'll come and poke me until I lift my arm so we can curl up under it. And then it's cute, but I don't know why, but I had a really restless night the other night, and then I remember waking up, and I was like, he was biting me. Like, all night, he just kept on biting me.
And it's like, Pammy, what are you
doing? Sleeping. Yeah.
I had this other cat. He was gorgeous. He is like a Maine Coon.
Have you ever seen those? Are so pretty. Yeah.
He's really fluffy, huge, big tail, and he weighed about 18 pounds.
Oh.
And so in the morning, sometimes like on the weekend, when I was trying to sleep in, he'd come and he'd stand on my chest and he'd tap my face. Like, get up. It's time for breakfast.
That's so cute.
Yeah, I just love. I love animals. Period.
Oh yeah. We have a dog too. That's Basset Hound.
Oh.
Yeah. He's a little less amusing. He's my parents' dog, so he's not very well behaved.
Oh, really? Is he spoiled?
They just didn't train him. Like, I don't know, he's kind of more their responsibility. Like, I like him, but my cats are like, my cats are like,
yeah. How does they get along with the dog?
They own him.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, they're very, I think they have, like, sometimes some of my, like, characteristics. Like, they're just very, like, forceful sometimes, like not like in a bad way, they'll just like, they just, I don't know, they're like
territorial,
they just know what they want. Like they're just like, he knows to stay away from them for sure. Like whenever a dog comes over, they put it in this place, so it's, I guess it works out. Like they're just, they have such personalities, because I'm such like, I don't know, I love them so much, I like never, like I just let them do whatever they want, so they just develop such these like hilarious personalities. Like Theodore is obsessed with water, I don't know why, but like water glasses, he likes to knock them over and just see the water spill, and he's like obsessed with it. It's like sometimes it's stressful because he'll break glass or like spill something on something electronic. Like that's how my cell phone got wrecked.
Oh,
just like
no.
Knocked a thing of water on over, and I'm like, but it's so funny at the same time. Like,
I know, because Spike used to sit on the table, and there'd be something there, and he'd just go until it fell
just
off.
Just to see what happened.
Like, oh, isn't that cool?
Yeah, I'm so mad at Theodore the other day. I had this beret I loved, and I saw it was on the floor. Maybe I was like, okay, I'll pick it up in the morning, and I'm just gonna go to bed. And then about 2 minutes later, sure enough, Theodore comes along, goes boop, and knocks it into the vent. Like,
they just
trouble. Yeah, but I find it's so funny because I think they kind of like influence how it works sometimes, because they're always there. Like, they just have to be there
yes.
when I'm working. So.
I know, because Bella likes to sit on the keyboard and my
computer. Oh, no. Yeah.
She's like, oh, pay attention to me.
Oh, yeah. Theodore is like, he just, many times I've had him jump into my painting. Just, it's bad, but yes. it's really funny. Like, the last one, I almost had, like, a meltdown. Like, I was doing a really, really thick acrylic painting, applying it really thick, and it was, like, blue, but I used way too much pigment because I wanted a really strong blue.
Oh, okay.
And then he just hopped right up onto the middle of it.
Oh,
it was just
God.
The biggest mess ever, and I got him upstairs, and then he ran. Then I went to put him in the bath to get all the paint off, and he jumped in my arms and literally did, like, the circle of the bathroom, blue paint everywhere, and it's just like, ugh.
I don't have time for this now.
Yeah, I know. It's like, ah, let me be. But yeah,
I know you have to love them to put up with them.
Yeah,
sometimes.
I know.
So could you work it into the painting? Like, maybe that would be interesting, right?
An I abstract? Actually had my mom, she's at the cottage about half the time, and then it's our we have a condo together, and sometimes, like, my parents are there, but most of the time they're up at the cottage, so they commute in. It's nice, and they have their two cats are up there, so they're with them most of the time, and it's nice. And the one is about 19, and I was up at the cottage working on a drawing with ink, and I left for like all of 2 seconds, and Max decides to come and lie right in the middle of it, and it was like this big smudge, and. But it worked.
Did it? Oh,
yeah,
that's great.
And then I was talking about it in my cred, and like everyone was like laughing at me. Yeah. It's just like, yeah.
No, they were laughing with you.
Yes.
But you know, they talk about happy accidents. Like, Trisha Johnson at the printmaking, she's always talking about happy accidents, right? Just go, oh my God, it's like the end of the world. No, you can make it work.
Yeah.
So,
like,
you know, maybe stuff like that, and then the story is interesting.
Yeah, definitely. I think, like, a lot of time, like, when I'm working, I'll, like, I won't even be thinking about it, just like doing something, you know? And I think that sometimes you just get interesting stuff like that. Like, and yeah, the happy accidents, I love them. It just makes it so funny.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard if you've got this idea of how, but I'm trying to not be as much with that anyway, because I think, you know, how you envision it in your head and how it turns out are two different things.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
So you kind of have to be able to go with it.
Yeah.
That's hard for me. I have to let go of that a bit, I think, you know.
Sometimes I get frustrated like that too. Like, if it's not exactly the way you wanted it, you can't really tell why it isn't. Like, I generally avoid drawing people or painting people like the plague. But they just, I don't know, like, I'm not really that interested in the figure, and also I can't draw the figure at all. It's just so frustrating. And
but I think it takes practice.
Yeah, definitely. And I don't really want to practice it. But my most recent one was my most recent painting. It was a narrative, and it was this story of a diamond necklace, and it's like there's like this crazy story, and so I decided to do that.
Yeah.
But I was so frustrated because in the end, like, I had to do it for, and the chin was just looking so weird, and I couldn't figure out why. It's just so frustrating when you can tell something's off, but you can't tell what was off.
Do you find your professors are good, like, if you ask about that?
I don't know. Most of the time, I don't know. I'm really mad at my drawing teacher right now, to be honest. Like, it was frustrating on Monday, like, it's just kind of frustrating when they're so, like, polar in their opinions, and sometimes I can't really explain what I'm thinking,
because
it's just too complicated, and so I was trying to explain to him why I chose to cross this a certain way, and it's 2 days before my painting's due, and it's really cropped, and I put, like, a ridiculous amount of work into it, and he's like, I don't like that composition, I think you should do it and let us see more of the picture. And I can't expand my canvas, so in order to do that, I have to redo my whole entire painting.
Oh,
and I'm like, but what would you do, like, in this situation, like, this is what I have, is there anything you could see to change it to make it better? He's like, I'm just kind of like, and I'm like, come on, it's due in 2 days, I don't have time for this.
Yeah, to start all over, so what do you do in that case?
I didn't start over, I was too mad.
Yeah,
so I kind of tried to, like, work in what he said a bit. Because it's kind of like that with him, like, I'll, like, say something, then he'll say something, I'll say, oh, I'll do this, he'll say, you have to do this, so we'll try and find the middle.
Yeah.
That one, I was a little less in the middle. It was kind of irritating, because on my crit, I was like, kind of talking about it, and everyone in my class was kind of receptive to it, and they seemed to like the cropping. And I think he was kind of trying to convince them not to. Like, he was kind of saying what he thought was wrong, and like, do you think this is wrong to everyone? And they're like, no.
Yeah.
And I'm like, see, I told you.
Yes. Like, who is your dog?
Professor Howlett, so Patrick.
Oh, okay.
I think he's new. He's nice, but I'm just very mad at him right now. It was not a fun experience.
No.
Like, being like, oh, what's gonna happen? The crit is. I get so nervous before a critique. It's like ridiculous. Like, I was like, I like practically like, gave myself a fever last time. I was so stressed. It always goes well. So.
Yeah. Well, you guys finish. What was I gonna say? It's funny though, because you say your cats are sort of, you think they're sort of like you, and they're sort of strong, right? And
yeah.
This is a. Yeah. I mean, I guess because it's a really personal thing.
Yeah.
What time are you meeting your mom?
I should probably leave around 4.
Okay.
Let's come at 4 after. So I still have a little while.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
So, okay, what else should I ask you? I'm afraid that I didn't get all of it because I think this thing may have paused and then I don't know.
Definitely, like, if you want to, like, send me an email or something, like, ask questions again, it's fine. Like, my computer's my life, so
yeah.
I'm on it, like, all the time.
Oh, really?
So
bad. Like, that's the thing. I felt so bad when I saw your email. It's like,
oh
my God.
Don't worry about it.
I haven't looked for days. I thought, I try to warn everybody, if you really want to tell me something, you have to phone.
Yeah, I will. No, it totally worked out fine. Like, this is good. I'm pretty busy next week just because I have 3 exams, but if you want to get together again the week after that,
then that sounds good.
Yeah, I'm like ridiculous about my computer. Like, I'm on it, like, it's so much a part of the way I work. Like, even in my art, like, how I like get a piece is I'll just like collect, like, find what I want to do and like collect, like, bunch of different images on it, and then just like go through and sort it, and just like.
So do you scan them in?
I just like mostly like I use Google like ridiculously. I'll just find a subject and like find like 30 different pictures on that subject, and just kind of like try to like find a fusion or find what's interesting and like go from there. And it's just so much a part of how I work. And then the week before last, when I was really sick, my computer broke, and it was just like the most traumatizing thing. I was like. Oh my god. Because, like, it's a fairly, like, I was kind of bad and bought, like, kind of an extravagant computer, so.
Well, if you use it that much,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, parts are, like, so expensive, but thankfully it was all covered and I have it back.
Thank
goodness.
I'm
so excited, yay. But, yeah, it's funny how, like, different people work in, like, different ways. Like, I couldn't live without my computer. It's, like.
Tyson's like that. He sort of does everything on there, you know?
Yeah, because it's just, like, you're like where you were.
Yes. Well, and I certainly use it for a lot of things, but I'm not great about checking my email because I find email, I mean, it is useful, but I just feel like I get so much stuff. It's like there's too much crap, right? Like, oh, stop bugging me.
I'm very organized about it. Like, I have, like, 4 different email addresses that are all for different things.
And do you keep yours clean? Because, like, I've got thousands, I'm sure.
I don't really delete them, but, like, I know how it's, like, sorted, so it works out. But, yeah, it's, like, and, like, everything like that, I kind of, like, compartmentalize. Like, I have my one email for, like, talking to, like, on, like, MSN with, like, my friends and stuff, and my other one for, like, work stuff, and then a school one. And then, like, if I'm, like, signing up for, like, something that's, like, junk, like, from a store or something, that's, like, my junk email.
Tyson's got one of those, too.
Oh, yeah. It's funny, because it's, like, just, like...
Yeah. Well, he's a computer engineer, so I figured that's
cool.
Oh,
wow. Cool.
Computer engineer and mathematician. He got his PhD in applied math.
Wow.
He has a brain.
Oh, that's so cool. I like, it's really interesting when people can, like, think like that, because I'm so, like, not math or, like, science, so it's so fascinating when people are, like, all math, and, like, I have a class in the Middlesex. Like, sometimes I'll run upstairs. It's just, I, like, see these people that are just, like, sitting there doing math, and I'm just like, oh my goodness, like, this is crazy. How are you doing that?
Yes, like, I know. Well, I did. I edited his thesis for him. And I can't even, it's all Greek, like, but you know, he's so weird because he can barely do arithmetic, but he does this really high level math. So when it came to figuring out the tips, it was usually me. He's getting better, but it was usually me because he didn't do the arithmetic, but he could do all that math. And it's like,
crazy.
Oh, God. Yeah.
modified for like different people's brains just work so differently. Like,
yeah, he's definitely got that science bent. Like when he came here to do his master's, he was planning to do it in physics.
Oh wow.
And then he got sort of sidetracked and then he ended up doing applied math. And then when he did his PhD, one of his supervisors was all excited because he said, this is a lot like pure math, right? So uh-huh. It's sort of a different level again. So yeah, he's a real smart man. But it's so good for me too, because I think, I don't know, like if you've got siblings who've gone to university and if your parents have gone to university, they probably can help. But there were so many things that seemed overwhelming and he could kind of say, you know what, people feel like that, it's not that unusual, yeah. Don't worry. Or, you know, it's all part of the experience. Or, because I'm a bit of a, I get sort of spinny, right? You know, I'm a much more emotional person than he is. He's very calm and grounded. So, yeah, he kind of helps tether me a little bit once in a while. So I don't know, do you have people like that to help you too? Or were you just okay at school? Because I can't imagine going away my first year, going, you know, like 2 hours from home. And
yeah, it definitely got overwhelming. I'm definitely the kind of person, though, that just kind of like, is like, sometimes I'm really emotional, but like, for most of the first year, I was just like, completely like, organizing everything and like, just like, trying to like, not think about stuff. And
yeah.
Just like, I don't know. Just like,
well, and you went from high school to university. Yeah. I can see some of my bad thing influences from high school going through, but I mean, there was such a huge gap for me too, right? So I didn't, it's been a long time since I've been in school, so it was sort of, you know, it's like I'm getting back into it
for sure. Like, I graduated high school about 6 months early. I just like did summer school just to work for a while.
Yeah.
And just, yeah, getting back into the routine of going to school and like, it was just weird, like, because I was used to like working and like being around the kind of people you go to work with, and then going back to school, it just felt like so different. It's definitely difficult to get
It's a lot of it's exciting. I mean, I love going to the classes and I like all the stuff, the interactions of people, and I like all the stuff you learn, and it's, and I like making the connections. Like, I'll learn something in one class that seems totally opposite from a different one again.
Yeah.
And like anthropology or whatever, something similar will show up in the art class.
It's interesting when that happens.
God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
the
yeah.
world feels really interconnected,
yeah.
right? So I love that aspect
yeah.
of it. But
yeah, I like university okay. I think it's just kind of something I felt like I just like should do.
Yeah.
So like I didn't really know what I wanted to do. So just kind of something to do.
Well, I think now, like when I graduated from high school, you could get a job without a university degree. Now, I mean, even to be a receptionist or something, you
yeah.
don't have a university.
Yeah,
I
so
think
competitive right now.
It's,
like,
there's not
else.
That many jobs
yeah.
that they figure they can just up the ante,
yeah.
even if it's not useful to what you're doing. But
yeah.
so I think that was part of it, and I was. There were no good jobs, so even though I had all these years of experience doing high, you know, fairly high level office work, I was getting really crappy dead end jobs.
What were you doing before you?
Well, I was temping, which I hated.
Yeah, like, I bet, like going to different places.
Sometimes I would come out and I'd be driving the car and I'd go, okay, where am I going? You know, like you'd forget because,
yeah.
you know, a lot of them were 6 months here or maybe a year or more
yeah.
at one place, but, you know, you're still. I don't know, for me it's not a good thing. Like, I needed a certain amount of stability and
yeah.
some jobs where you're not feeling
yeah.
like you're, they don't think of you as human almost.
Oh, I know, I was, my first like full-time job, I was I was just at like a call center.
Oh.
Yeah, you're not human at all, you're like these people's like thing to torture. It's like,
well, the thing too, there's so many, like, you get so many bad calls from telemarketers and stuff too, like there's not
yeah.
that, and
yeah.
there's the anonymity, right? You're talking
yeah.
to something like
yeah, mine
personal.
Was like all incoming, so that was good, but people were still awful.
Yeah.
Like, I hope when I get my next job it's not in customer service, because
yeah.
I tend to, like, I don't know, like, be super, super nice when people are, like, mean, and just kind of, like, I don't know, that's kind of like my revenge, because then they feel bad, but it kind of like tears
well, that's a
at
good way to
bad.
Do it,
yeah.
Yeah,
because it's just, yeah, I'm not,
no.
like, my last job was, like, yeah, just, like, a cashier, but, like, I'm not, just not that good with being around people for that long, because some people are just so not nice,
terrible.
Like,
yeah.
and it's,
yeah.
like, I remember the last time I was, one of the reasons I left was they were just so, like, not understanding. Like, this one weekend I was really sick, and I had some school stuff to do. I had two exams on the Monday, and I was like, I can't work. Like, I'm going to be so sick for my school. I have two exams on the crit and a crit on Monday. Like, I can't be here. They're like, no, you have to come in. And, like, I was, like, could barely even talk. Oh. And, like, it's a, like, drugstore, right?
Yeah.
So that looks so bad. And, like, people, like, were saying, like, the rudest stuff. Like, this one guy, like, saw me, and I was kind of like, you could just tell I was really sick. He's like, ugh, SARS. And he, like, took a step back. And I'm just like, oh. Are you kidding? Like, it's just...
I know, I don't want to be here either. I know, and there's nothing worse. Like, sometimes you go into a place and serve food, and the person's sick, and
I know.
It's like,
yeah.
Send them home. Yeah, I don't want to get stuff from them.
It looked so unprofessional, and I knew it, and I wanted to be at home. People kept on saying, like, oh, you should be at home. And I'm like,
tell
I know.
My boss. Yeah.
And it was kind of funny, because it's a pharmacy, and, like, the guy that owns it, like, I kind of knew him in passing, but, yeah, so I was, like, I had to keep on making announcements, like, oh, this person, come to the front, and, like, I went back at the end of the day, and he's like, you sounded awful. I'm like, I know, and, yeah. So, yeah, I left there shortly after that, because it's just, especially customer service, they don't treat you right sometimes, and,
And that's about all that's left in London anymore, is like telecenter jobs, call center jobs. It's like awful work.
Yeah, it's not fun at all. Like, because I was just like 17 when I was working at the call center, so it was just like, I just couldn't take it. Like, and I was doing like an online course at the same time.
Oh,
so it was, like,
my God.
Doing all the stuff, but it was just, no, call center's not fun at all. I guess some people are just more like okay with like dealing with like situations and like people like that, but I'd rather just do something more like independent, just like working.
No, it's not the type of thing for me. Did that kind of choose me up with stuff.
Was there like a specific direction you were going for, like a specific like job that you wanted, or like
I was doing work that I think was really good for me. It was desktop publishing. Doing it's like electronic typesetting, you know, so books and stuff like that are all desktop published. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I've been doing some editing, and so that tied in well, because
so
I think
you were interested in like English and stuff.
Yeah, a bit maybe, but just layout and stuff too.
Oh, okay, so more like visual.
It was, I guess, the editing is more about language and stuff like that, which I like too. But I think because I'm I was particular, and a lot of, there doesn't seem to be that much call for that anymore. Like, people don't care if it's done right, just get it done.
Oh, I know, just do it.
What is the point? I don't understand.
I'm the same way, like, I'll just, like, take my time with, like, some things, and it's just, like, and people are like, oh, it doesn't have to be done that well. But, like, you just want it to be done really well, because it's, like, a part of, like, you just need it to be done that well.
It reflects on you, right?
Definitely, yeah.
And I don't really know how other way to do it. So there's a lot of jobs I feel not terribly suited for. But, so I did sort of like that, but I was working for a place that sort of right-wing politics and everything, which is not my boss. Are you a communist? You know, because he wasn't, like, he's conservative, wasn't right-wing enough for him. Like, he was libertarian or something. So I was the token liberal, I guess, there. So it wasn't very good for that. But the work was interesting.
That sounds interesting, yeah.
Yeah, so I just thought I'd explore this, like I said, the interest in photography.
Yeah, definitely.
The sort of creative side, you know. See if it's,
are you interested in, like, doing photography after, or, like?
I don't know. I wouldn't mind. Like, it's hard because you look around and it's sort of all the things that I would like to do or that I have done. I'm thinking there's not much call for them.
Oh, yeah.
And I did, I just finished a computer science course in media and communications.
Oh,
so we designed our own websites, and that was kind of cool. And it brought in a lot of the writing elements and sort of being able to edit and sort of creative elements too, right? To how you're going to lay things out, what you like. I didn't have time to do a lot of. Can't get really fancy because I'm still learning the technical stuff, but so it was kind of interesting. I tied in a lot of things about maybe that, something like that. But I figured, I'm hoping that something will come together. Like, I'll just try things and see what fits.
Yeah, it just happens
and
naturally. Like, that's
and then kind of look what leads.
Well, it's always, like, good to be in school. It's just, there's so many possibilities to find, like, a direction. Like, there's just so many different stuff. Like, there's so many different ideas when you're in an environment like that. Like,
So you don't have an end game, kind of?
It's hard. Like, before when I was in high school, I really was interested in, like, architecture and, like, designing. So I did all the math and all the physics and yeah, that just kind of drained me out. Because I don't think I focused on, like, enough, like, me stuff. I thought more about, I have to do this so I can get that, and then do this. And I just wore myself out. I did summer school and just worked way too hard, I think. So I just needed,
a
break. Yeah. And so now, I think I was more concerned I could be creative enough. So I think art school was just kind of a test of that. And maybe I'll want to go into architecture again and get, I'm looking at some programs in New York. And I may look into that when I'm there in May. I forget what the school is called. But one of the fairly good, art schools does, a master's in architecture. So I might be interested in that. Yeah, I think especially if it's an art school, more art-centered, the math and physics could be, manageable. Because I like when I can kind of think in that way. I can't really, but, when you get figured out, I feel so smart. I don't know why, when I can, that's what I love about
physics. Because everybody's afraid of math.
Yeah, that's what I loved about physics class. When, I got it, I was like, I'm so smart. This is so cool. So maybe I'll do that. Because I think that's definitely something you can travel with. And it's just, so many places. And, if you don't want to work, all the time, you can just, take on some projects and stuff. And I think that's kind of a mix between art and a job that you can depend on. So maybe that. And
well, that's good. So you have some idea. I always worry because I think, oh my god, I'll be retired and I still don't know what I want to do.
Just go with the flow.
Yeah, I try. That's sort of scary though sometimes.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's especially when, I don't know, sometimes when people ask me what do you want to do? I'm just sometimes it scares me, but
I remember one thing that I always take comfort from, I think it was Kurt Vonnegut was giving an address to students graduating class, and he said some of the most interesting people he knew still didn't know what they wanted to do at 50 or whatever, right? So they're just interested in lots of things.
It's interesting when people will have a career that just changes so much, and it's just almost fate. I didn't read this book, but I saw it at a store, and it was about this woman. I think it was botany, and she didn't know she was interested in botany, I think, until she was in her 60s or something, and that became her work, and she became famous because of this. And it's just interesting when you find the right thing, it can happen, I think, at any point.
I'm hoping it's okay, because I feel I always hated you going to an interview. Oh, and do you have a 5-year plan? It's no. I try to be open to what's out there and see, because I think sometimes if you really, really know what you want to do, that's okay, but if you're too tightly focused, I think you can miss opportunities.
Yeah.
And probably in art, too, the same thing, right? If you, is exactly.
I feel that's kind of, sometimes art criticism might be kind of negative, because it's just focusing you, do this, think that way, and I think you just have to be a bit more open when you're doing art, otherwise it's
I think he's using it not so much for you as an artist to do, but for people who are writing art reviews and stuff.
Yeah.
Because, he's saying the artist might not even realize what they were thinking at the time, right?
Yeah, it's kind of, I don't know, I feel like he's kind of placing rules on us as an artist that I didn't feel like I had before. because I don't really think about rules, I just
You should talk to him about that, because I bet he wouldn't realize or wouldn't think of it that way. It'd be interesting. But didn't, it's like in high school, right? I remember one time, you're reading doing a novel or something, and you say something, it's like, no, it's not. It's like, how do you know? Did you talk to the author?
Yeah, exactly. Shut up. Yeah, sometimes they just look so deeply into stuff, and it's like, how do you see that? How can I find that? It's just like,
and should they? Or are they just seeing, is that their interpretation, and they don't know for sure?
Yeah.
Sometimes I think people have left stuff, so they'll talk, in journaling or whatever, maybe talk about what they were thinking at the time and stuff like that. Maybe then they are entitled to that. And I realize, they're scholars, and so they've looked at it. But sometimes I think it's still, there's a lot of stuff they're putting in there that might not be in there.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Oh,
is it time?
I should probably run, yeah.